Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Diego Iturralde is the Chief Director responsible for Demographic and Population Statistics at Statistics South Africa. Very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. Good morning to your listeners.
So, you know, some of us are a little anxious, especially at a time like this. And now you're telling us that we're going to live shorter. Is that because we're so anxious?
No, not necessarily so.
Right. I'm only kidding, obviously. But what has been the latest? What has been the latest finding?
For the period between July last year and June this year, we have estimated that life expectancy is at 62.5 years of age. So it's important to understand what does that really mean.
What does that really mean?
If we have a look at the age structure of people who have died over the past year, of the 695,000 people who we estimate have died over the past year, 62 years is the average duration of life that one could expect a newborn to live to if the current mortality patterns were to prevail for the duration of that newborn's life. Of course, in reality, a newborn today, by the time he or she hits 50, 60, 70, health conditions will have improved a lot. Mm. And in all reality, the average expectancy of life may be considerably higher than that 62.
Right. So when you see a figure like this, and at a time where we know we are in the middle of a pandemic, how relevant is it? Because surely if we looked at that statistic, if we looked at the situation maybe in 2 years' time when we threw this, it would look very different, right?
Yes, we should hope so. We should hope that it has recovered from this drop, mm-hmm. because it dropped by three and a half years in just 1 year, which is highly unusual. Life expectancy is something that changes in very small increments over a short period of time. One would rather look at the impact of life expectancy or the impact of your health on life expectancy over a longer period of time. We would usually see in a non-COVID environment that life expectancy increases maybe by half a year to 1 year for each year. So my expectation is that, as you say, once we are over this pandemic, that the recovery will not be overnight, mm-hmm. But it will be swift over a few years, maybe 3 to 4 years. And we should be back to levels that we were at. We were very much on track before COVID to hit the target that the National Development Plan had set of reaching a life expectancy of 70 by the year 2030, and that target may now be in jeopardy. But I do think that once we overcome this pandemic, once we start living healthier lives, we start seeing fewer deaths, mm-hmm. particularly at younger ages, that life expectancy measure will improve.
Has the drop in life expectancy in South Africa correlated to the same statistics or evaluation around the world during the pandemic?
Absolutely, yes. I think last year sometime I read a report that in the United States in the first 6 months of the pandemic, because they've been able to collect data far more regularly over shorter periods of time, that life expectancy had, for example, in the states of New York or New Jersey, had already fallen 1.5 to 2 years in 6 months. So I think that as you find more deaths and as you find more of those deaths at ages where you would not expect them to occur, and we know that in the developed world, a lot of the deaths occurred over the age of 60. In more developing countries like ours, we find that the peak of the ages is a little bit younger. It's maybe between 50 to 70 that we see the COVID deaths. as that continues to happen, one would invariably see that the life expectancy will also drop.
Does it matter to you what the cause of death is? In other words, we've spoken before and we've spoken about the excess deaths that yeah. are hard to determine, you know, which cause is hard to determine. When you do the stats, it probably doesn't matter. Is that right?
Absolutely. Death is a death. We're only interested in what the age of the deceased and possibly what the sex of the deceased is, so that we can calculate life expectancy for males and females respectively.
Mm. Henry says on this stat, I've been dead for years. Look, yeah, can we just reassure him that he isn't? If you don't mind, Diego, you're the numbers guy. They don't listen to a word I say. Can you just tell Henry that he's fine?
He is fine. He's fine because this is an average life expectancy. And so there will be people who will not reach that age, and there will be many people who will exceed the age.
Right. Exactly, Henry. And there's nothing average about you, I'm hoping. I mean, not that I know you, but let's just assume that that is the case. How long does it normally take? You say that it recovers slowly and we were on track for 2030 for a 70-year-old life expectancy. How much now do you anticipate we will be set back from that target?
Well, as official statisticians, we always say that we haven't got a taste bud for statistics. We don't like to indicate what the future may hold. Mm. But I think it's reasonable to presume that once most people are vaccinated, that we've reached herd immunity, and if we can do that by next winter, then the recovery may very well begin. And if we can recover 3/4 of a year per year, that'd be great. Absolutely. If we have a look at 2006 when we were at the peak of the HIV pandemic,
yes,
and life expectancy was hovering around 50, mm-hmm. The recovery was swift. It was not overnight, but it continued to increase, and it increased by 30% over a very short period of time. I might be tempted to say, I might be wrong, that it was probably one of the fastest increasing, improving life expectancies around the world, as a result of the antiretroviral treatment that we introduced to people with HIV/AIDS. I think that when we take the right decisions, and rolling out the vaccine program is one of those, that we see the benefits of that in the health statistics that are produced.
Absolutely, and I'm sure that you are right. This is your field. Diego Iturralde, who's the chief director responsible for demographic population statistics at Statistics South Africa, talking to us about the life expectancy and how that has been impacted by the COVID-19 virus.